This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Fatal stabbings and suicides are not uncommon in Alabama prisons. Mental health care for inmates has been the focus of a two-month-long federal trial that began in December. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson is expected to rule in the case in the next few months. And in the meantime, those with mental illness continue to cycle through the criminal justice system. Les Lavoie has more.
At the heart of the recent federal trial was a question: are prisoners getting the mental health care they need? Maria Morris is an attorney with the Southern Poverty Law Center representing prisoners in the trial. She says they are not.
There's a lot of evidence that there's just simply not enough mental health staff to do what needs to be done for the mentally ill people in the prison system. And that's both a problem of not having enough numbers of people working, but also not having people at the right level of qualification.
Morris notes at least 30% of those incarcerated in Alabama have a serious mental illness such as depression, schizophrenia, and bipolar disorder. Take inmate Jamie Wallace. Weeks after he testified about his own struggles getting mental health treatment, Wallace was found hanging from his cell. Morris says one suicide haunts her. During a visit to one prison, she was told a prisoner hanged himself in solitary confinement.
The idea of putting someone into such a harmful environment that this person begged for help, other people begged for help for him, and no one came.
Larry Woods, a 20-year veteran of the Federal Bureau of Prisons and a retired clinical psychologist, counseled inmates at Julia Tutwiler Prison for Women.
My shock was that there was nothing to be done there. The system was so chaotic, disorganized, and on top of that, the whole tone of it was simply abusive.
Helping those with mental illness reenter society is important, too. One program contracted by the state helps inmates, some with mental health issues, transition back to the community. Selected inmates who are due for release participate in a six-month program at the Alabama Therapeutic Education Facility, or ATEF. It's privately owned. There are no bars, and guards don't carry guns. ATEF clients listen to a talk on self-improvement. Gary Hetzel is with Community Education Centers, the company that owns ATEF.
What we try to do here is bring them in, show them hope, respect, teach them how to change their thinking pattern, and then get in their education so they can communicate well with people.
Mental health advocates and state prison system officials are awaiting the outcome of the federal trial. In the meantime, advocates are working with State Representative Mike Ball on a bill that would train law enforcement to de-escalate confrontations with the mentally ill. The hope is that more will get the help they need rather than land in prison. For WBHM, I'm Les Lavoie.